It's the Biggs and Barr Show. Chris Biggs.
Hi.
Jason Barr.
Yo.
Pasty Jamie.
Hey.
Mornings on 106.1 Shay.
And if someone offered you a chance at $5 million, would you take it? Even if losing meant certain death.
Yeah, it's a huge chatting point on social media and Twitter, and everyone's talking about this just because the odds. So they're saying 50-50 chance of $5 million or death. Would you take it?
I think I might take it.
Like flip a coin.
If even if I died, my family got the $5 million bucks.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
So you got $5 million
bucks regardless. But if you hit the wrong side of the coin,
you're dead.
You don't get to enjoy the $5
right.
million, but your family does. So yeah, if that was the case, absolutely. Line me up today.
I don't know.
Sure.
I couldn't take that risk.
Over.
I couldn't take that.
No, you'd be very risky for
you. If there was no reward afterwards, yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the same.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, your kids are grown and out. You don't really have any responsibilities to human beings anymore.
No, not like they could take care of themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My son will
I
never
have obligations
be able to do that.
Because I'm a parent.
But. Yeah. Yeah,
sure.
For sure. But they'd be fine.
Yeah, right? They would survive.
Chris, your son needs you.
Yeah, he'll never not need support, whether it's me or his mom, and we have to do it together. So, I couldn't probably take that chance. Like, I don't want to get serious. But
would you pay for unlimited support with $5 million if you got it no matter what is what I'm saying?
Not his whole life.
No.
Yeah, $5 million doesn't go as far as it used to.
No.
No, just selfish. There's still things I want to do in life, so I probably wouldn't do that. But can I ask you guys a question?
I need to know what you still want to do.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
I don't know.
You don't really do anything.
There's some things I might want to do in life. I like to travel.
Okay.
I like to go. There's still some places I'd like to go.
Sure. All right.
Some other thing. You know what I mean? Like.
All right. Well, what was your question?
My question, what, like you said, flip a coin.
Yeah.
But what is actually a 50-50 chance?
Flipping a coin.
Is it though? Because there's variables. Which way? Are you flipping it with your thumb? You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter. As long as there's a rotation, there's a variable. Why are you making a
Because it's going to.
It's going to what?
It depends which way the coin is flipped.
Of course it does.
Is there a better way to decide 50-50 than a coin flip? Is what I'm asking.
Let's not say 50-50 then and change it and just say, would you take the risk of a flip of a coin?
Does that make you feel better?
It does. It does make me feel better. Because, like, Jason, you had brought up off the air before. You're like, well, what's the activity for 50-50?
Yeah, I thought it was like a challenge.
To hit the crossbar from the hash marks? Like,
yeah.
Well, I might take that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But that's not a 50-50
exactly.
chance.
But what would the activity be is what he was saying. Like something you could control.
Something I had a vested interest in.
Yeah.
You have a digital wheel that will 50-50 come up on one color or the next.
How can you trust the programmers?
Oh, my God.
See, there you go.
I'm just saying. This is my life on the line.
So Jamie would never do it.
No, I wouldn't do it.
No.
Your life is
on the line.
Isn't that important?
Nobody's is.
Exactly.
You know how many restaurants he's never tried chicken parm in?
I don't think many. Text us your questions. Anything you want, 762-555. We answer them.
Not some stupid question like, what do you like a bit more, a cinnamon bun or a Danish or anything like that? No either or questions.
Yeah. And what kind of, I think you asked this off air, what kind of a Danish? That makes, Danish.
You'd have to, if it's a lemon Danish, throw it in the garbage. If it's a cheese Danish, I might eat it. Apple? Like an apple Danish?
Yeah, for sure.
Dumb question. I enjoy photography. What are some of your hobbies?
I like wood burning.
You wood burn.
I make some, I do some bead work.
And you're going to.
Fun.
And you're going to learn how to blow glass, right?
Yeah.
Your son's
my son's
you.
A
your
glass
son
blower, and I've spent an exorbitant amount of time and money building a glass blowing studio, so I'm going to get him to teach me to do it.
There
might
you
as
go.
Well, yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I think photography would be a hobby of mine.
It's cool, yeah.
I really like I like the art of taking a good picture.
The tough thing with hobbies is taking the time to do them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Life gets busy, and sometimes you feel a bit selfish for doing it.
Well, people have all asked us a few times about certain stuff, like stand-up comedy. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And I don't really like to do anything unless I can, like, dive into it.
Yeah.
And, I wouldn't want to start photography without taking, like, photography classes. Like, I think even though I think I have a good eye, I think I would want to know all the... And who's got time for that nonsense?
No. All the F-trap nonsense and stuff like that.
Will I catch any big fish this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are millennials so whiny? Why are you whining about them?
Yeah.
You're being just as whiny as they are.
What year were you born in, person? Yeah. Because if you're born in even 1981, you're a millennial.
You're a millennial, considered,
technically. I got one here.
Yeah.
How did brothels work before birth control? Weren't women just getting pregnant all the time?
That's probably true, yeah.
I think there was ways of...
Yeah, there were some old-fashioned methods that are frowned upon today.
Sure.
Yeah. Of getting rid of the baby.
Oh, no, but even...
Or even some birth control methods.
Yeah. They used sheepskin, like didn't they?
Vinegar.
Yeah.
Vinegar?
Yeah.
Sure.
Jeez.
Like a big leaf. Put it in there.
why do Leaf fans chirp so much? They don't chirp anymore than any other fan. It's just stop. Would you rather be trapped in a small room with six Sydney funnel web spiders or a single anaconda?
I would choose the anaconda.
I think so too.
Both would probably still kill me, but I would like to be killed by something I at least have somewhat of a chance against.
Yeah. Well, how big's the anaconda? Like, is it a giant one that's like 80 feet long? Like, for the movie with Ice Cube, like, obviously you have no chance.
No.
But if it's a regular size.
But I'd like to be killed by something I can see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do I want to be killed by a brown recluse spider or have a lion come at me? I'll take the lion, you know?
Probably.
Be killed
it's
by
quicker,
both.
Quicker. Yeah. All right.
Fair.
if you had the whole world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say?
I know what Chris would say. Sorry, Jason.
Stupid, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, you'd say something, you'd try to be like funny or something?
No.
Oh, Chris would say stop having kids.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah. Just slow down for a while.
Yeah. People don't want to hear it.
No, people hate hearing it.
But all the world's, not all, but a good chunk of the world's issues is overpopulation. And if we just slow down.
Just replace yourself. Like if you have three kids intentionally, it's pretty selfish.
It's extremely selfish.
When you think about it. Now, if you had, like, one kid and then you had a set of twins, that's fine. You know.
Yeah, but it's just this, and we're not saying you're a bad person because you probably don't...
You didn't think of it like that.
You didn't think of it like that, but I mean...
But I mean, if every couple in the world has, like, six kids, we're in trouble.
The world is not an infinite resource.
No.
And if we keep multiplying at the rate humanity is multiplying at, we're done. So,
speaking of selfish, you know what I'd say?
What's that?
I'd say like some kind of product mention because that'd be like the 6 billion people tuning in.
Oh, the dough you can get.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Drink Pepsi.
Yeah. Life set.
The life set.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to worry about what anybody thinks.
Yeah, that's and right. You can have as many kids
many
as you want.
Many kids I want and I can tell everyone to kick rock.
Yeah. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answered Question.
We got a feature we do every Friday we call Drunk Podcast. Jamie, our friend over here.
Our crack producer.
Yeah.
Takes a piece of our show and slows it down so we sound hammered. And people seem to like it. So we're doing it every Friday.
Yeah.
This week.
It's ridiculous.
We were talking about snow activities. And Jamie wanted to get serious.
Yeah. That's for a moment.
So we tried to let him.
Yeah. So here's this week's edition. Of Drunk Podcast.
In all seriousness, can I be serious just for a second?
I don't know.
Have you ever been serious?
Can I be serious, please?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Do you mind if I'm serious for a second?
Can you be serious?
Try.
One of the greatest things...
What are you saying?
Jamie,
what are you doing?
Say it!
You're just laughing and you're not saying words. Say what you're saying.
You wanted me to be serious.
Serious, man?
What was that?
One of the greatest things that I've ever done. As a child was GT behind like snowmobile.
Okay.
Yeah. great.
And I think of that, though, now. Just listen.
Why didn't you have to be serious for that?
No.
Yeah.
You know, they say self-reflection is good. But I'm not so sure.
Well, hey, sometimes you got to get serious.
Yeah, I was serious.
Yeah, well, yeah,
I was trying to be serious.
Definitely serious.
Jeez.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
There's this video making its rounds on the internet about a 9-year-old boy with dwarfism.
Yep.
He's from Australia.
Yes.
And his mom is so fed up with him being bullied that she doesn't know what to do, and she put this video. It's a pretty heartbreaking video.
He says many times he wants to kill himself, and it's absolutely awful. Here, listen.
So I've just picked my son up from school, witnessed a bullying episode, rang the principal, and I want people to know, parents, educators, teachers, this is the effect that bullying has.
I'm going to kill myself.
This is what bullying does. So can you please educate your children, your families, your friends? Because all it takes is for one more instant and you wonder why kids are killing themselves.
Give me a right now.
It's
it's awful.
When you see this,
poor guy.
Your heart cannot but break for this kid. Like, it's just, it's awful. He's bawling. He's he's so distraught.
Obviously, this isn't the first incident of it.
No.
Like, it's had to get to a breaking point with him, you know?
After he read it a bit, they're Indigenous Australians also. So he's getting made fun of for being an Indigenous kid, and he's getting made fun of for being
because
a dwarf.
He's got dwarfism. No, Australia not known for its...
gentle folk.
Sensitive.
Like, they're not... Basically, it can be a pretty racist place, right? So that he doesn't have that going for him. And then,
I don't know how you pick on...
I don't understand. You see this poor little boy. You see any person... Like, I mean, why do you pick on people anyway? But especially someone who is has his own challenges, right?
Yeah, like, it's just, how do you...
Like, he's 9, he looks like he's about 3. Like, it was hard to tell how old he was.
Yeah.
When I read the story, I found out he was 9. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, so this kid's got a tough life ahead of him anyway.
It's just the worst people. Like, how?
Like,
even a kid, like, you have to, I know it's kids and kids say dumb things and say stupid things. And I'm sure we all said the occasional thing to someone that was probably a little meaner than we wanted.
No one's perfect.
Yeah.
Or you laugh.
We did a whole segment about where I was trying to track down the kid I thought I bullied on that bus that one time, and it turned out he was loving it because he was my buddy, right?
Yeah. So,
but how do you see this kid who you know is, life is so hard every day for this guy? How do you, like, what kind of pieces of garbage? Like, I cannot comprehend how you do that.
Now, the good thing is, because of this video, a bunch of people have rallied behind him, and there's a comedian, I guess, from Australia named Brad Williams.
He's not Australian. No, I've seen his act. He's actually a pretty funny guy. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So he started a GoFundMe campaign to try and get the kid to go to Disneyland and stuff like that, and maybe give him, you know, a good experience. And they've raised like $100,000 or something.
Brad Williams is a little person also. That's why he did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a comedian. And then Hugh Jackman,
who's an Australian hero.
Clayton, you are stronger than you know. And no matter what, you've got a friend in me. So everyone, let's please be kind to each other. Bullying is not okay.
Anyway, so the positive that's come out of this is actually pretty impressive.
Some awareness about it as well.
But this kid, man. I just
feel so bad.
The video's on the Facebook page. You cannot watch it. Like, if you can watch it and not feel for this kid,
then
you're dead. You're literally dead inside. Like, you're a psychopath. Like, it's, you know, it's tough. What?
Because he can't change those things that they're making. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this sounds awful, but when sometimes you can, if you sit back, you're like, oh, maybe the kid... I don't know. Maybe there's no reason to pick on anybody because it's just a self-esteem you have with yourself. But you can see why. Oh, maybe he was mean to somebody, so now people are being mean to him or her. And you.
Or they have personality traits. You the wrong way that you probably shouldn't
react
to the way you do. But when you're
none
a kid,
of
you
these
do.
Things, he can help. Like, he can't help either of these things.
You should be championing this guy.
Yeah, that's awful.
But anyways, hopefully this will create some awareness where he lives and all of us and Ray, basically just be kind to each other.
Yeah, it's really not hard.
Just be kind.
Some celebs are offering to walk him to school.
Sure.
And fight the bullies.
Yeah.
which is hilarious.
Yeah.
I hope those videos come out.
Teach your kids to be kind. All right? That's it. That should be the number one priority on your parenting list.
It's the one thing we can all do, and it's free.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
It doesn't cost you any money to be nice to somebody.
There's nothing that makes me happier than when I go pick my kid up. I have a nonverbal son with autism.
Yeah.
I worry about him getting picked on all the time. Mm-hmm. When I go pick him up and I see the other kids in the hall, be like, hey, Tyson, what's up, buddy? Mm-hmm. Or they high-five him. Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nothing puts more joy. Like, honestly, it's
awesome.
The greatest feeling as a dad. So just do that.
The Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shea.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us your questions. We'll answer as many as we can.
Instant answer question time is brought to you by Algonquin College.
Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
What word do you dislike hearing?
Taxes.
Yeah, taxes is a bad word.
Accountant.
I don't mind accountants. They're just doing a job.
Help you out, yeah.
Just doing a job.
Word I hate you.
I
don't know.
Meeting.
I'm not keen on the word meeting.
That's a good one, too.
Like, usually go really long. What's the secret word to text for Cuba? Well, it changes, friend. The one we gave away at 7 o'clock this morning will not be the one at 11 o'clock, just to keep it fresh. So I could tell you the one at 7 if I could remember it, but it won't make any difference.
It was beer.
Was it beer? Yeah. So that won't work at 11.
That will not be the one.
Do you think Ovi will pass Gretzky's goal-scoring record?
195 goals to go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You think he's got six more seasons in him?
I think so.
What's he doing?
At least four good ones I think he has in him.
What's he doing, 40 a season?
Oh, yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Like, 50, what he's been consistent as?
Yeah,
he scored over 50. But, like, no one ever thought he would be touched.
That's five,
his record.
That's five more seasons.
But he's getting older. But apparently he's just
He's a machine.
Absolute machine.
Ovechkin.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, if he's getting close, coach is going to throw him on for empty netters and all sorts of things, right? So, why not?
Somebody wants to thank us for Blues Fest passes.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, it's pretty pumped. It's exciting.
Who wouldn't want to see Rage Against the Machine?
What state song is home on in the... Well, it's home in the range, but it's home on the range, and it's no state song officially.
State song. Yeah.
It's just a song.
Yeah.
But nice try.
You fellas ever play Trivial Pursuit in a league? No.
Oh, what?
I did not know that existed.
What?
There were Trivial Pursuit leagues? You would love that, James.
Sign me up. As long as it's not the Baby Boomer or the Genesis edition, then I'm all right.
Those like the original
hard.
Green?
Those are too hard.
What's Genesis?
It's like
genius.
Too hard,
genius.
Yeah. But it's called Genesis. No, it's called Genesis.
Yeah, but why didn't they spell it genius?
I don't know.
What? Are you sure you just read it wrong? There's not a Genesis edition.
Yeah,
I think it. I think he's right on this one.
Why?
He's very rarely right, but I think so.
I've been right like 8 times this week.
The show is 3.5 hours a day.
Genesis. Thank
How
you.
How long do you prep for the next day's shows? This is a question we often get asked.
This is our boss asking this question.
This job, believe it or not, is a 24-hour-a-day job.
It is.
Now, we only speak out loud to you maybe 3.5-4 hours a day, but you know, you can't turn this magic off.
No, we're constantly, I mean, life, this job is about relating life in an entertaining manner.
Like tonight, I'm going out on a ride-along with my police officer friend Shane, and I'm going to be working a full police shift from 5 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Get over yourself.
You are amazing, Jason.
Yes. Yeah,
you're the best.
Give me accolades.
You're not working anything. You're
no, I'm just sitting
in
there.
The passenger of a car while this fine gentleman here does all the work.
Yeah.
And you're
if anything
along.
Nasty goes down, I am ducking below the dashboard.
Yeah, of course you are. Yeah. Of course.
Worst thing that'll happen to you tonight is like your feet might fall asleep because you'll be sitting in the same position.
Yeah, exactly. Shush. What U.S. state was the first Girl Scout cookie sold in? Anyone know that one?
Yeah.
What is it?
I do believe. Actually, we asked this the other day in trivia. Don't worry about it. We've asked this last week,
still
but
have
I forget.
To answer the question.
I know, but if we don't know, we don't know. I think it's...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
You're sure it wasn't Kansas?
That doesn't make any sense now to hit the button. You waited
so
long.
What did you do, have a stroke?
I'm trying to read.
Are you sure it wasn't Kansas?
Carry on my wayward son.
We don't just say it for no reason. We're taking advantage of this great thing.
What great thing?
Carry on my wayward son.
At least we know for sure, though, it's not New York.
Yeah. It's up to you, New York. New York.
Did you figure out the actual answer, though, or no?
No.
No, he didn't bother looking it
up. I did look it up. And all it talks about was the first kind, and it was in the suburbs. Yeah, the first kind were the Thin Mints, which are the most popular, which is asinine.
You're mad about the
two
cookie.
Other people have a computer here. You're I have to hit other buttons.
Why are you yelling so?
Because you got me riled up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry.
There was a story yesterday that said the number one girl guy cookie in America was Thin Mints, and it's stuck in Jamie's craw for
he
the past 24 hours.
Look at him. Look at him. Look how mad he is.
Yeah, I'm mad.
He likes the vanilla sandwich the best.
Yes.
All right.
In the freezer.
Okay. You're sure, though?
Ah, it was Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Feel better?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're done.
Stop being so pissy.
I can't look at you. I have to look where I'm hitting buttons. I'm not mad at you.
You're being pissy.
I'm not being pissy.
Hey, Mom, Dad, can we move on?
Go have a Thin Mint.
No, absolutely not. I will throw up.
All right. You going to play music?
Yeah.
Instant Answer Question Time.
Biggs and Bar Show, thank you for tuning in today. As always, we do appreciate it. Couple things to remember. Jason is going on a ride-along tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So
with the police.
If you see an awkward-looking bearded fella in street clothes hanging out with some cops.
Yeah. He's supposed to be there tonight.
Don't look him in the eye because he's a Wolverine.
Yeah, I get you.
Anything else we need to fire off before we get out of here?
Drunk Podcast,
if you missed it today, is on not just our regular podcast, but there's a separate clip on all the social media if you want to hear that. It was pretty funny today. What else, James?
Well, be careful. The sun's bright out there, so put your sunglasses on maybe when you're driving. Yeah. You don't want to be squinting, causing accidents.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
A beautiful day. Reminds me of spring.
It's cold, though.
It is cold.
It's going to warm up tomorrow.
Make sure you wear a scarf.
And by Sunday, it's going to be spring, like 4 degrees.
Yeah.
And a toque.
Put on your shorts.
How many memories of early spring, eh, boys?
That spring weather?
Oh,
you know, when
the best.
You feel like first, like that smell. That's
46 of them,
best.
I guess.
Yes. Smell. You know, that spring smell that's in the air when it's spring.
It makes you feel
when
great.
The spring weather is springing and you smell it, you know?
Love it.
Love that weather. All right.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
We'll see you later.